Everyone knows John Wilkes Booth as the assassin of President Lincoln. However, before his deadly deed in April of 1865, he was a well-known actor, and he left quite a favorable impression on the residents of one Missouri town. The intriguing story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In January of 1864, actor John Wilkes Booth was in a production in St. Joseph, Missouri. He was ready to head back to the East Coast to attend the wedding of a friend. However, a blizzard forced the trains to a halt at Brookfield, Missouri.
At that point, everyone had to wait. They couldn't go anywhere at the time because of the weather. The Toohey's, one of the families that lived here, invited Booth to stay at their home while, you know, everything was getting ready to continue on the trip.
As Michael Crutcher explains, the folks in Brookfield were honored to have Booth spend the night in their town.
Booth was a famous actor, so he was doing little renditions for family and the people that came to see him, and he was just considered a popular hit for the night.
The train was ready to resume its trip, and Booth was appreciative of the hospitality in Brookfield.
The next morning, he gave the Toohey's a small little photograph of himself that he signed as kind of just a little thank you gift for letting him stay, and so then he went on his way.
It wasn't uncommon to get a photo of Booth. Folks here proudly displayed it for a little over a year.
He would keep a lot of those little photographs with him to pass out to people. After Lincoln's assassination, people did not want to be associated, so they would destroy anything because they didn't want to be tied in case people were starting to accuse them of being a conspirator.
The photos are long gone, but the stories remain of the evening John Wilkes Booth was stranded in town, entertaining citizens and leaving them a photo as a thank you for their hospitality. Traveling the countryside in Brookfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.